peace and blessings and manifestations, love and light. Grand rising, my black and brown kings and queens, and stay woke to everyone in between. It's your girl, mother, sister, Africa, don't stop, get it, the white man can't hold me down, Johnson. And I just come to let you know, it's another motherfucking episode. How art thou?
Thou's doing.
That's good. Yes, that's right now. You know, we're good now. Yeah. We're good. How are y'all? Great. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was actually very pleasant. It's very pleasant.
That's good. Same. I did not have a really good meal until I tipped over here.
You know, can always come to grandma's eat.
Can. Yo, love my cousins to death. My cousin cook. Not my Gilford side, my father's side. It was good. But it wasn't right. It was edible.
Ah. That's scary, actually.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah. To come from one dry turkey to a very moist,
I'd say, yeah,
tasting turkey.
At Grandma's Classic. You know, that was right. Ah. It was more than right.
It was. Oh, it was.
I don't know what I did differently. I really don't know.
I don't know what you did, but you took that big toe and the other ones and put it in there and stirred it up. You just had to get all the grime and grit in there.
I don't know what I did differently. You know, don't get me wrong, my food's always good. It's always good. But there was something about this meal right here. This meal right here.
Makes you wanna...
All right, Mary J.
That's the only thing that's what came to my head. Girl, I lost this how to play card.
You wanna what?
I lost one of the cards. I'm about to find it while we're doing this.
Oh my God, today. Okay. Well, we'll hop right into that. We're gonna jump through some things. Let's see. Oh, I guess we can celebrate. We've made it through a full hurricane season.
Which is dangerous.
Yes.
But
without being hit by any. That is something.
Without being hit by any, however, the comma. I'm going to take y'all back. I'm going to take y'all to some old trucker talk. Going through a hurricane season with no hurricanes that has hit these United States. Yes, they have hit areas around us. Winter. And springtime during tornado season is about to whoop our ass. As we can already see, winter is already whooping our ass. Because, bitch, why was it snowing 2 weeks ago in northern Alabama, Chattanooga, Nashville, and damn near Atlanta? Why was it snowing that far down? You know, global warming.
Global warming.
Global motherfucking warming. You know, sorry to the people that had to deal with the hurricanes, Jamaica. But I just... We couldn't afford another one anyway. They didn't have the money. They don't have the money nor the resources.
That's why people think it's fake now.
They still working on up there near what Helena hit up there in North Carolina. They still working on that.
Oh, wow. I knew that.
Yeah, girl, they still working on that. It's been over a year.
That's unfortunate.
And she's still getting put back together. They just opened the highway, what, a couple months ago? And it's only one lane through there.
That's unfortunate. I didn't know that. Did not know
that. Told y'all the United States ain't nothing but a third world country with a Gucci belt on. And the Gucci belt not even real Gucci.
My God.
She got it from homegirl at the side of his phone.
My God. I really want to get into him.
Who?
The guy who put the girl in the headlock before the holiday. Over there at Morehouse.
Oh, that. Like, girl, God, headlock. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what happened with that? Because, you know, I ain't follow.
So, when the video popped up, the girl was telling the story, and I had seen the video of him putting her in the headlock first before I seen her video, the girl he did it to. And as she tells the story, she was like, she was on the bus. They were on the shuttle bus. And he stepped on her, like, on her foot. Like, not just on her shoe, but on her foot. And so she was like, hey, you know, you stepped on my foot. Do you mind apologizing? And that's where everything just went left. Because the girlfriend is who initially said something back to her. And then proceeded to attack the girl. In which, the girl, her name is Kayla. She, from the looks of things, she must have got the upper hand. Because you could hear the girlfriend saying, get her, babe, get her. And so he proceeds to, and you know, we've had these conversations online all the time. Oh, if my girl can jump, I'm jumping in. Yeah, that's one thing. This is a one-on-one fight. Puts the girl in a headlock. You can literally see her lose air because he has her lifted off the ground. Then proceeds to tell her, you need to call your man. Where your man at? Where your man at? But hold on. Because you're trying to make it seem like you're so willing to fight a man. But when the dudes got you up off her, saying, hey, chill out. Which, that's another thing in itself. But when the niggas told you to, hey, chill out, you turned around, acted like you were going to hit the man. But then didn't do anything. To the men standing around there, simply telling him, hold on, chill out. Repeatedly until he indeed hold on.
Like instead of scooping his ass up.
Instead of knocking him off his feet like Stevie Wonder said. Because he should have been bottom size up. This grown, and I mean, that girl, like she was smaller than me. She looked like she was shorter than me. And he was well over like 5'9" at best. He probably was 6 foot, 6'1". Literally in here off the ground. He's been arrested.
Hopefully.
You know, he's been charged, I believe.
For what, assault?
It really should be attempted murder if you ask me, but I digress. Him and the girlfriend. The girlfriend hasn't been arrested or charged, but she needs to be as well. She's also a nursing student. And this is the thing that we talk about, people who are in certain professions in which you take an oath to do no harm, be the very people doing all the harm, even if it's outside of their job.
Should I body slam both of their ass, if you ask me? Not because your girl losing the motherfucking battle, now you gotta step in and do all this extraness.
It was crazy.
Even if just to get her off of him, you didn't have to do all that.
Not that.
Pulling her away up would separate the two is different.
Yeah.
But
literally for seconds at a time, and then like was threatening to hit her again. But again, all these men standing around. All these niggas.
You know, they always say we the real men, and I don't never see them, so there's that. Like I be telling folks, the most masculine thing in the room nowadays be the damn studs. I don't be understanding.
I know that's right.
I don't be motherfucking understanding because I am a man. No, you're not. You're a weak pussy ass bitch. Oh.
My God.
Your mother raised a pussy.
My goodness gracious.
And your father. Oh.
Being called bougie. How do you feel about that? Or being told that you feel like you're too good for something.
Depending on what it is, I might be.
I genuinely think so. A lot of people take offense to that. Or like, try to use it to tear people down. Oh, you're just so bougie.
What does that mean?
What does...
Because I like the finer things in life, or I just want to do certain things.
I remember... During my sister's wedding weekend, my dad's family decided to book an Airbnb together. But this was not an Airbnb that really should have had that many people staying in it. Like, it was a pretty nice size Airbnb, but like when I went to visit them, like, the day after the wedding, they had, like, 3 air mattresses in the living room.
Oh.
See? Yeah. No. And I remember...
Long shower wait.
What you say? I remember getting ready to leave. And one of my cousins was like, "You're not going to stay? Like, we staying one more day for the whole weekend. You're not going to stay and kick it?" And I was like, "No. I checked out my Airbnb. I said, oh, well, you can just stay at the house." I said, "Well, there's no room there." And she said, "Well, there's the air mattress. You think you're too good to sleep on the air mattress with the rest of everybody else?" At first, she said the rest of us. And I said, "You didn't sleep on the air mattress. You slept in the room on a bed." It looks to me that everybody who is 25 and under is sleeping on an air mattress. So yes. Yes. I'm literally too good.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially in that sense.
But it's something that's always stuck with me. That has stuck with me.
Really?
For years. Yeah. Not the you think you're too good, but the fact that bitch asked me that. The audacity for her to say it to me. Because...
What you thought the response was going to be?
I think she thought I was going to back down. In fact, I know that's what she thought. I know she thought I was going to backpedal on pussy pop.
Imagine, you think you're too good? Straight face. Yes. What you thought this was? Especially with all of y'all. Now, do I like me a good air mattress? Yes. Would not knock an air mattress.
Yeah, no, not at all. Would not knock and have been knocked on one. Would not knock and have been knocked.
The motherfucking air, that motherfucker.
You know that all you
is. And it start deflating. Imagine it start deflating. Hold on, we got to pause. Got to air this back up.
Get back on there, all that plastic side. Have we not? On the air mattress, a good one.
Ooh, Lord.
When they be posting them things, be like, "Would you?" Bitch, I have.
I have. All thing he got is a TV and an air mattress.
That's it.
TV, he has
air mattress and game system. And yes, that bitch is sitting on a box.
On the tote.
His clothes
lit against the wall.
Some of the best.
But at least he has a place.
At least Nick has a place. Gotta count your blessings. Count your small
blessings. Count your small blessings. Yes. You have the keys. An air mattress. A TV. A game system. And a tote.
There's water.
There's running water. And it's hot. Lights are on.
Mm-hmm.
And they might have something to drink in the fridge. Might not be nothing to eat.
There's water. not too good for that, but for the scenario, absolutely. So it didn't really bother me. I don't give a fuck.
I don't even care.
I think there are some things that people do, like, grow past.
Yes.
And other people who haven't grown past those things tend to think that, like, people are bougie or think they're better. It's like, it's not that. Somebody just grew past it. If you haven't grown past it, then good for you. But you can't hold other people to, like, your standard of growing
in past the same something. Box as you.
Yeah.
You can't do that. It's more like trying to go through a thought. Has that ever happened to me? Mm-mm. Only thing that has happened to me is Justin got this thing for his door. It was like a keypad lock.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, "You know, the one that I got was like $200-some-odd, but I can find y'all a cheap one." And I said, "Bitch, you calling me poor? You don't think I can afford a $200 one?" And proceeds to send me the $70 one.
Are we still sending it?
Yes.
So you don't send me that one. Was the $70 one good though? Okay. I guess not.
It didn't do everything the other one did.
Ah.
I wanted all the capabilities that one did.
And then some.
And then some.
That's right.
And then motherfucking some.
We gonna tiptoe into the DL Whisperer. We're gonna tiptoe into him.
That no nigga get him.
I think that someone of his caliber should be studied, and the people who follow him.
The lobotomy?
Full case studies.
So no lobotomy.
Full case studies, brain included. Yeah, like, yeah, crank it open. I think so. And I wish people paid attention to things that they know are like triggers for them that like really get them going, because people are able to like tug on those strings often. Pause.
Hurry back.
Back on?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think for him, growing still, are we?
Girl.
My God.
I've been having hiccups all day.
Gonna wake up, be 6'6", nigga. Wake up, be 6'6". Robert wear a size 16. That's crazy.
I do not wear a size 16. Oh. I wear a size 12 in Converse.
Close enough.
And a 13 on a regular shoe.
Very close to that 16.
It is not.
It's very
close. Yo, Neo wears a 6, a, what, 15?
Hell yeah. He's big foot ass.
Foot long as shit.
Anyway. Someone like him who has branded themselves as the DL Whisperer and talking to DL men, I think needs help, because that's what you want your life legacy to be.
Yes.
And then to say that you are exposing DL men, and I have seen the videos. Those are not DL men.
Oh, he been blocked. Every page he creates is right out of here.
Well, I'm with his original page. Oh. I don't have his new page. But his original page is back when he first started. Like, I had to get that up out of here, because it's like, you're doing this obviously for attention, but also these are not DL men, especially when you have a long rap sheet of like exposing these men. And if these were actual DL men, funeral date would have been a long time ago.
Yes. Funeral date would have been a long time ago. A lot of things would have been, an ass whooping would have been a long time ago. A hospital bill would have been a long time ago.
Right.
Grandma and walking now, slow.
Now I think his new brand is, well, it has become telling women that he can help them figure out DL men, find them, seek them out, point them out. And I think that for women, which is why it's very important to decenter men, you should not be so gullible to think that someone is going to hand you the keys to the city, or to think that any blueprint fits the every blueprint for gay men or DL men. Because you just may find yourself attaching shit like, I don't know, he gets up and washes his face every day. Oh, he must be DL. Do you see how stupid that sounds? Any guy that played sports, well, he's DL. Most of y'all fathers played sports. Some of y'all moms played sports. You see how that sound? You see how that sound? But most women have bought into it on TikTok.
Yeah, they're just infectious. They're an infection. They're just like another infection, like racist white people.
It's like you was gonna go somewhere with that one. It's like you was gonna tear a bitch down.
What? Because the same conversation we had the other day, that homophobic black people are no different than racist white people?
Absolutely.
The same biracial parents?
Absolutely. But I think now he's playing a dangerous game. Tasha K.
I was waiting for you to get there.
She needs to be stopped.
You already owe that woman $3 million. And you still talking shit. You don't invite this boy on your platform to say that Vincent was his sugar daddy.
I feel like that's a dangerous game to play.
A dangerous game to play.
And somebody actually, because she said something about somebody else, another celebrity, and they actually like tagged her and was like, you're not tired of being sued? Like, you're not tired? And I think that's a good question for her. Like, are you not tired? Because I'm tired for you.
No, them defamation lawsuits gonna add up.
And I don't have close to $500,000.
Do you think she do?
Can't be.
Exactly. Them payments are racking in. Imagine paying a bitch for the rest of your motherfucking life because you online talking shit.
The rest of your life and your children's crazy.
Oh, because she did come for the kids too, didn't she? Crazy as fucking hell. And then the DL was what should have been not credible to any of y'all after the fact that he tried to expose this one nigga for being DL, and the nigga posted receipts of him trying to talk to him. Like, you're in my DM trying to talk to me, and I keep blowing you off and telling you no, but now since I've been telling you no, you trying to say I'm DL. No, sweetheart, it does not work like that. But y'all will look for anything to justify your own thoughts and suspicions, even if it's wrong. Even if it's fucking wrong.
Life's stupid shit.
And that is a delusion. And I always say, first and foremost, I manned that door. I didn't let any of you bitches in. So why are y'all in the land of delusion? But delusion is a sickness of the mind, and you bitches need to seek help.
Therapy. I almost said it's free, but it's definitely not.
Y'all don't let BetterHelp fool y'all. BetterHelp will say, seek free therapy, $600 a session, please.
Oh.
Yeah, they was tripping. They were tripping hard on BetterHelp.
I only paid 30.
You too?
Amen. That's all I got. That's almost too much. That's almost too much. Personally. You know. What I see them like twice a month. Each one of them. It's $120.
Sure enough is. Mine probably about to go back. Well, let me not say. Mine was $10 a session. But I know it's going back up because my insurance changed.
See.
Dummy bitches. Anyway, what's next?
We can actually move to this main topic.
Yay!
Okay, so our main topic is hazing. And we've touched on these things before, like, in little bits of time. But see, people don't learn. And I don't know where we've lost the plot in several things, but like, hazing is already a lot. The slave implications,
yes,
in it, all those things. But see, when we get to hazing motherfuckers who aren't even in our orgs, that's a different thing. Now, see, it is common practice at HBCU culture that everybody pledges and everybody gets hazed, which is just dumb as hell to me.
In every organization.
But see, it's something about
down to motherfucking student relations.
A pageant and hazing a pageant participants. Namely the women, that I just can't fathom. especially at a school that literally has been under watchful eye for the past, well, we're in month 11, going into month 12. It's been in the public eye for the past 11 going on 12 months, being that a student was killed 6 months ago due to hazing. And so for any chapter there to then navigate that space in any capacity is already stupid as hell. But to do so to some pageant girls, what are we doing?
Apparently that's the right thing. Losing our minds. We've lost the plot. The plot is over there. Oh yeah, y'all showing up didn't see me point.
Imagine a bitch telling you, you not no real queen, cause you not made. Bitch.
Bitch, I'm motherfucking Miss Bitch, I'm motherfucking Miss Alpha Phi Alpha. Bitch, I'm motherfucking got my ass beat for this. Exercising, practice, all night, all day. That bitch that came behind me, she ain't no real motherfucking queen. She ain't go through this motherfucking shit. Yeah, me, us, me and mine.
No, literally.
Like, how the fuck does that sound?
Imagine a bitch telling you your crown ain't the same.
Your crown ain't real. We all got the same plastic tiara, but your crown ain't real.
Your crown ain't real.
Because you ain't earning that shit. You gonna tell a bitch who competed in the pageant she didn't earn that shit?
Because she didn't let some big grown ass man abuse her for her letters. I'm sorry, for her crown.
Sash?
For her crown, sash, and flowers.
And flowers. For a year. Because you only keep the title for the year. You
only keep, and really, 6 months if the winner's a graduating senior.
That's true too.
Like, we lost the plot.
We have lost the plot. But I'm the biggest. I'm the baddest. I'm the only motherfucking real pageant queen around this bitch. Well, I've won. You ain't get put through shit. What? Thank you for calling nationals. How may I help you?
And that's exactly what a bitch has clearly done. Because what do you mean you want a bunch of pageant girls to come out in the middle of the night dressed in all black? For what?
For
whom?
What? It is not like we're practicing.
Imagine you in a pageant and you get that kind of taste. You go out there and all the bitches who won before you is there.
That'd be some shit.
But just, I'm trying to make it make sense in my head. That's the only thing that makes sense.
That's the only thing that would make sense.
Because if them girls were going out there and it's some grown men out there to haze them, what the fuck are we doing? What the fuck are we doing?
What the hell?
And people keep wondering why dudes keep going up. It's because of this dumb shit right
now. Yeah, we are all under the same insurance company. Please, stop.
Y'all wonder why intake fees so high. This why, stupid.
Child, when I came through, motherfucking intake was 1,100. Now what, about 13, 14?
I paid 14.
You see?
Yeah, I paid 14. I think they're closer to 15 now, if they haven't crossed
it. And we used to be one of the cheaper ones.
I know. Them Candy Cane boys pay a good penny. They pay a good penny. They damn near pay more than Ethel. Damn near.
Damn.
Exactly. Exactly. So, like, y'all gotta get a grip. But that leads to just hazing overall. We've lost the plot, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you do not know that we are two distinguished gentlemen of the Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, found 1914.
Found on the campus of Howard University. Friday, January 9th, 1914.
Like the most honorable farms.
A. Langston Chip. Lim F. Morrison, Charles R. Brown.
Yeah. It was chartered by 9 members, but founded only by 3.
It only took 3.
The first of many. Even though niggas like to say we still have, but.
However.
When the camera rolls back.
When the camera rolls back.
we see that it was the first of many.
The first of many.
The first to have all four black founders. Hello? Because I found some dark-skinned niggas from the South. And a bunch of light brights coming through here. A bunch of well-to-dos. I was poor. To a point. But, I didn't even say it out loud. They ain't hear that.
I heard it in his headset.
Hey, okay. Patrice might catch it. She might catch it. They ain't gonna catch that.
Niggas been stealing from us. Y'all come and we steal from y'all. We got motherfucker the dog image stole. We got our cane stole. Bitches damn near trying to steal the goddamn hops and motherfucking signs.
Well, if you do let them tell it, they do say they are the originators of that as well. The same thing where Alpha said they're the first ones to step. Yep, step, strolls, and hoppings. The mother ones say they were the first ones to do those things.
But can't we just roll the clip?
We can literally roll the camera back. And it's going to start with Sigma every time. Every single time. Every time.
Because, bitch, why are we saying the same chant?
Every time.
My right leg is my weak leg. My left leg, weak too. But my third leg, why am I hearing Alpha say that?
You can always blame Alpha Bama. You can always blame Alpha Bama. That is a running joke, actually. When the other regions of Alpha hear that, they say, you blame Alpha Bama. Because we don't say that. But it also fits. Like, when they do it to the song they do it to, it fits. It be so cute. And I be right there hollering. Top of my lungs.
See, you're the problem.
Top of my lungs.
You're part of the problem.
Same thing with they KSI chant. We don't want no see, we want motherfucking. I be, yeah!
Punks? Oh.
They are. When them dogs get to hopping,
they would make them say, oh,
my neck hurt and my back hurt too. I be ready. We make them say, oh, yes.
Me to me.
Yeah.
With consent.
I be ready.
It's the with consent they threw it up.
I be so ready. Cause I'm a fan. I am a fan, personally. Who the fuck?
I'm sorry, Q's got the best chance.
Yes, absolutely. Even down to disrespectful ones, they have the best chance. What else are they to do? Now, come on, some niggas that be hazing, it's them niggas.
Yes.
It is
them. The amount of brands they have on their arm does not mean that one thing.
They go a little too overboard for me. The amount of niggas that have shown up to their shows in casts, they go a little too overboard. Cause there's a limit. There has to be a limit.
Apparently there's no.
There has to be a limit. Or we just cut it out. I think in this time and in this space that we're at, that what it used to be back in, like, even if we just stop at in the early 2000s, because I hear a lot of them speak about it, and when they can say, especially in the regards of people not knowing their information, well, when you applied pledging or hazing to that, that is why, because they weren't learning the information. And so, like, this alternative thing was to take place.
Right.
But not in a way to abuse them. Like, not in that way. And somehow, some way, we have taken the lesson of pledging and hazing, you know, i.e. squat. And turned it into, oh, you're doing this because this will make you the person you need to be.
like, gain you some type of respect.
Yeah.
And it does not.
Not teaching you anything. Not teaching you fundamentals of not only information, but you as a person walking into adulthood. Because most people cross between the ages of 18 and 21.
I crossed at 18.
Right. So, most people aren't getting fundamental development in what it is and what's doing. Or most are only doing it for the show. As we recently saw, like, a show and something I'm not used to. I'm not used to seeing nothing of Big Delta be lackluster. I'm not used to that.
At all. You know, I'm used to seeing a fucked up K probate.
Right.
A messed up, a Eschero fall on a lean. Lazy Zeta.
Right.
But a Delta probate? Never seen
a bad one. And I think sometimes we get so wrapped up in, especially certain schools, when you have notoriety among your school with like sports, I think we get too wrapped up in numbers, in quantity instead of quality. And we get too wrapped up in the celebrity feel of it all.
Correct.
Trying to make sure you crossing the basketball team or you crossing the football players or the cheerleaders. I think those things get too much of a focus without taking in the helm of, well, we know this is going to shake some up, so imagine if they mess up.
It's only worse. Because not all eyes are on you.
And I don't think that is what was thought through. So you possibly had these girls doing God knows what. Probably. For them not to know anything. And we see that time and time again. Even we talk about Miles all the time. Damn, nigga. Don't come in there. We talk about Miles all the time. Because we know that Miles is known for what they're known for. And yet they don't know shit.
They don't know a fuck thing.
You know, I watched their show the other day too.
How was that?
It was a mouse show. Mm. It was a mouse show. I don't even know what that means. It's nothing good, but.
Is it ever?
They're a very interesting bunch.
Who probate did we go to at Miles? Was it Sigma?
That was a Zeta.
That was a Zeta probate. Zeta
probate. There was a resurrection line.
That shut up with the Zeta probate.
They cut up with that one. They cut up with that one. I've never been to any other show for that school. No, did we go to... No, it was just Zeta.
It was just the only... That's the only one.
Because they had those situations with Shindig out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the only one I've attended.
Yeah, I haven't been to
that. That's it. Because that's when everybody was around.
Right. Yeah, it was. But like, I think that we just gotta let it go. We gotta let it go. I say let it go. I don't know what I don't know anything about that lifestyle because that's not me. You know, I got my three. I got the fuck. And I did that because it was somebody that I knew and trusted. Right here sitting next to me.
Hi.
And even that still took convincing.
It took a lot of convincing.
Because what do you mean?
Girl, just get your three. It's all right.
What do you mean?
Your mind is where you're supposed to call spring 17. I mean, spring 18. Any motherfucking way. Should have been had your three. I dream.
You see how that three went added them two zeros? And see, that's what we got them niggas shaped up. Because what are we doing? It's not my problem they dumb.
Yeah, they would have pissed you off.
I would say, and if we going by about order, he would have been number three. Yeah, it ain't my fault because number three stupid. He's stupid because he's stupid. Take that with him. Or, you know what you should do? Like I said online, we have to get back to a space of telling people this just isn't for you. Like, if they're not getting the information, then you need to hand them back their refundable portion and send them on about their way. Because they're wasting your times and you're wasting theirs by allowing them to skate through. But hey, because you get to beat the living dog shit out of them, they're willing to take it. You wasting your time. But that's just my spiel. But see, this one here was beat. So he made thunder. You know, so he may have a different feel of importance.
I don't think what it's used for. I don't think what it's used for in the now. I don't think what it's used for in the. I don't think what people are doing in the now, I don't think it serves any purpose. Because like you said, at one point it was, you keep fucking up, here's your form of a punishment, right? And that's what it was for me. But now I think niggas just hit niggas for the fun of it. And that's the problem. It's just niggas just want to be out there beating on niggas' asses for fun. Which, huh, gay? And I...
Ain't that what I told them pro fight?
Just
you let that nigga hit you on your ass. Because you like
it. Because you liked it.
I'm still, no, I'm going to cuss Dante out. I'm going to cuss him out. Because I'm still a little sore about that one. That nigga said. And he thought he ate. He thought he ate with that. You been over for niggas anyway. Yeah, I've been on for niggas because I like sleeping with men. What's your excuse, fuck nigga? You let that nigga bend you up and play in your ass for some letters? Listen to yourself. You're an embarrassment to your children.
Was Carson born then?
Yes. Yes. He had me fucked up that night. He had me so fucked up.
Look at y'all now.
I love that day.
Look at y'all now.
I love that day now. But that night, he had me fucked up. He had me fucked up.
I knew nothing about any of that.
You were on the road. You were in training, as a matter of fact. When that shit, when we came out, you were in training.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Show what the fuck was, cause that's when I started with Swift.
Yeah, you were in training. Yep.
In training, and I had already been driving for 3 months. It's crazy.
I remember this kid pissed me off.
But I just, you know, I'm not a little against a little pledge. You know, a little haze is a little craze, but a little pledge, I never hurt nobody. You know, these hands don't haze, but they do pledge. Mm. And we can sum hazing up to anything, honestly. Even just doing regular exercises is hazing, technically. But I do personally feel as if we're in practice mode, especially if we're preparing for a show, or you just not getting said information, there needs to be some type of punishment here. Not necessarily saying, hit a nigga. A nigga can do a couple push-ups, you know, do a lap or two. Squat for 30 seconds, go knock down a wall, put the tongue on the head, you know, do something crazy. You know, just for the hell of it. You know, build some bunk beds or something. I don't know. Little thunder, little lightning. You know, I don't know. I just.
Don't trust that thunder and lightning.
Don't listen to it. You will love it.
Listen to me. Jesus. I mean, I bet you got asthma.
Okay, and so did I. Right. Right. And I just, you know, we need a panel. I just think that
we can definitely do this.
There's limits.
I can't see my message. Jesus Christ.
There are limits to everything, and when it comes to the pledging process, there are limits, and also there is things you should know about your intake members so we don't hurt them. I'm looking at you. What chapter in Southeast Alabama? Oh. So we don't hurt our members. You know their history. Because you're supposed to put down your medical history. You're supposed to look at those things.
Oh, I just caught what she was doing there. Oh.
And also take motherfucking heed from your older members. Not necessarily saying in age, because some members are older, but they are still new to the organization. When I say your older members, I mean those who have came before you, especially those who know things that tell you to be ye careful.
Especially when you're actually told to be careful. Because one thing somebody like just kind of makes a little but if somebody's actually telling you like,
with a stern voice, be careful. Like, don't do nothing stupid.
And you still
proceed. And you proceed to do something stupid. This is how our chapters get rechartered. You know, I just...
There's so much shade in that. I hope everybody involved is okay.
Well, apparently. Apparently, but y'all don't know nothing about dressing up in the same motherfucking colors going out there in the dead of the night. Not knowing what the fuck was gonna happen to you.
You sound, you okay?
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine. Okay. I don't know about them other niggas, but I'm good.
Okay. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'd be scared of niggas though, low key. When we was out there at practice and I switched into my
whole different person, huh?
What they used to say, they used to hate to see me coming. I don't touch nobody. I just want to fuck with your mind. Best thing in the world.
You gotta learn how to be smarter than a bitch.
You got to learn how to be smart. And the whole thing is nothing but teaching you, bitch. You doing too much overthinking. None of this is overthinking.
The dignity of simplicity. What's
quite
that?
Literally.
11, 12.
Girl, you're the wrong nigga. Me and the 12 inch rule are not friends.
I'm pretty sure it's 12.
What's funny is I even know the 13th one. But it's hard to remember 1 through 3. How I know 13, but not 1 through 12?
No, how is it that you know 13 and not actually know the 1 through 12?
I never liked the 12-inch rule, so that was that.
I loved it.
I did not
get it. I loved every bit of that. Because it's very important, and it really applies to your life.
It is very important. I didn't like the way I felt like it was forced on me.
It's because you were so young.
Yes.
That's exactly what it was. But now, every bit of that 12-inch rule.
I use every day.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why.
Said it in my probate. Said it every night. Said it during practices. Can I tell you what's on the 12-inch rule?
Personally.
Pleasure and work.
That's number 8.
Time value.
Number 2. Perseverance, time value. Yeah, perseverance first, time value number 2. Worth of character.
Mm.
But that's like number 6.
Number 1 and I do.
If I had to, I would just.
See, but one thing about it is, I might not know that 12-inch rule like the back of my hand, but I know everything else.
Fair point.
Some of you niggas don't even know everything else.
They struggle through the balance.
They struggle through the...
They struggle through the
balance. You struggle through chimps, bitch. How do you struggle through chimps?
Mm.
It's so simple. It's 1, 2, 3. A, B, motherfucking C. Jesus. However, the comma, me and the him just got cool. But I also didn't say it for a long time. So there's that.
I don't want to hear that.
I didn't say it.
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. Now that day there proved why hazing was needed. That day right there proved why you need to shoot me. Cause I was so floored.
That we didn't say?
That y'all didn't know it.
Oh. We would have had it once we started singing.
Once who started singing?
You.
That's my point right there. That's my point right there. That's the point I'm making. Right there.
JT knew it.
JT ain't no shit.
He shook his head and said, yeah.
He probably would have. He would have followed through.
My only thing is sometimes I get stanzas, the end of stanzas 1 and 2 mixed up. That's literally all it is. I overthink that. Cause I know the last one is with Thunder back along the lines I call Sweet on the Sway.
Yeah.
But the first one and the second one, I flip those for some odd reason. I always have done that.
Should have beat a little more, huh?
No.
Mm.
This is why I also always used to always stand next to Lucian and or Ricky when we were singing. Because somebody gonna keep me on track. I had to have somebody before you got here.
Keep yourself. Jesus Christ. How much time we got?
10 minutes.
Okay. Y'all, we're gonna start doing something new here. Just add a little variety.
Yay. New game. I'm in my resting voice.
Oh.
So guys, Pat bought a game. Pat.
It's called The End.
Mm-hmm.
This is the, which edition is this?
This is the Healing Edition.
Yeah, it's supposed to be the Friendship Edition, but they sent the Healing Edition, so I feel like that they were trying to say something. I don't know what exactly. But, yeah. So we pull a card.
How
did you pull from the box?
Girl, this is the how to play.
Oh.
How to play. Sit facing one another with 1 foot of distance in between you. 2. Choose 12 random cards from the deck. 3. Take 30 seconds to relax and look at one another. 4. Person 1 begins asking. Person 2 answers the question. 5. Alternate asking and answering through all the questions. Every question must be asked, but you don't have to answer the question to earn the right to remain silent. You must look the person in the eye for 10 seconds before saying pass. If playing in a group, after drawing a card, ask the player to your right.
Thank you for shopping at Target. So yeah. 12 cards.
Yep.
12 cards.
It said 12.
Bitch, we got 10 minutes. 12 cards.
You can do one a piece. That's me shuffling.
Ooh.
Hmm. Do I have to answer this?
No, you would ask me that.
Oh, who wants to go first here?
Go first, it's fine.
How do you describe our relationship to others?
He's grown to be my best friend. He has. A brother I never thought I knew I needed. Truly, if we had passed or came across each other, I think, in undergrad, like your freshman year, because your freshman year was what year?
2017.
Right, so you literally a year after me. I think if we had crossed paths then, like we would have been able to form this kind of relationship like sooner. I think that through meeting you has opened my eyes to a lot of things that I didn't normally like see, especially when it came to being queer. That I wasn't open to. So yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
You know, to piggyback off that, if I would have met you earlier, I would have learned a lot growing a lot sooner.
See, what?
I would have grew in certain areas a lot sooner.
Ah.
Cause you know, we're hitting certain milestones still to this day.
I mean, yeah. And for most people, it happens that way. So it's like, no, you don't have no problem with that.
Scary.
Absolutely. Da, 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 da. What do you love about us?
Bitch, the everyday keys, the conversations we can have. See, you can now, bitch. It's always a good a meal is going to be had.
A good meal.
Being able to give and take. Learning from each other. I've learned a lot.
And thank you, man. I really mean that.
And I feel like you learned some things from me as well. And also pushing each other to, because you said I pulled you kind of like into certain areas, but girl, you put me out in like in a different outside of my comfort zone too. So there's that. Also encouraging each other to always do something, no matter how delusional it may be.
Amen.
The support is always going to be there. So that's what I have to say.
That was good. That was actually good. It didn't take as long as I thought.
No.
Okay, maybe the 12 questions.
Maybe. I like the one-on-one.
I do like the one-on-one.
Oh, bitch. Okay. Let me know you're ready for this.
Ready?
When do you think was the last time I healed something through you?
When was the last time you healed something through me? You And I think it's in a more recent thing. When it comes to how you deal with your father. And so that heals a piece of me when I see you interact with your dad. Because it's not something that I'm used to seeing from my standpoint. And so that, even just hearing you speak, you know, about your father in that way, sometimes like, it helps heal a part that I've never had and that I know I will never have. And I don't even really, I would love to say I don't look to have it, but everybody looks to have it. And so knowing that is a sore spot in which I can't reach, it does. Like, it helps heal it. It helps me, like, bitch, I didn't hear from my dad Thanksgiving. I didn't hear from any of them Thanksgiving. Nor did I say anything. I just thought about it today. Literally. It just hit me this evening.
Oh. I have no words. And it's a little crazy for me. Huh. Nice to know, though. Even though that fuck nigga get on my nerves. My God. My God. Dig on his fuck ass now.
Oh, nothing. But same question. That's actually funny to pull the same question.
How am I supposed to answer that? What's the question?
When was the last time you healed something through me?
Does this make sense? Being comfortable disconnecting from my family. Because like the situations that's been going on and like always the bullshit that's going on, and seeing how you're able to just like, nah girl, fuck y'all, and go away, that was something hard for me to do. And when I start doing it, it kind of tore me apart. But watching you do it and also talking about it helped me a lot. Just being able to say, ha, maybe I need to step back. Even though it's hard to step back, but maybe I need to for the benefit of myself, and seeing if this person can do it and watching how they navigate it, maybe I can do it too. might have to navigate it a bit differently.
Right.
But just getting over the overall, what's the word I'm looking for? The grief of it all.
Mm-hmm.
To just come to the realization these people might not be what I thought they were.
Even though we're family.
Even though we're family. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be trying to make sure shit makes sense around here. I'll be fucking up my words. No, no child left behind.
Fucking George Bush.
We got one more.
Okay.
Ah.
Okay.
It says, what's one experience you glad I had and why?
Heartbreak. Heartbreak teaches you how to live in the moment and then how to escape it. But what heartbreak also teaches you is how easy it is to slip back into, whether it's with that person or with new people, even when you think you've healed. Heartbreak will teach you that you haven't gone as far as you think you have. I'm just right here around the corner waiting. And so while you've experienced, while you may think you've experienced one heartbreak, when in turn you've experienced two or three, four or five. And heartbreak looks different because we think that heartbreak is just, you know, it can be family, it can be just love. But you've experienced heartbreak in different areas of life for yourself. And so I'm very glad that you've gotten that experience. And you know now how to, before you even get too far along. So hold up, wait a minute, bitch. Back away. Now, in turn, I fear that you may grow cold, because it's something that I've navigated and it's something I still struggle with, not to be so cold. But fuck it, we ball.
That's crazy, because that has happened. And it is happening.
I'm good at what I do. Be sure to get $30. I'm good at what I do.
Do you take Zip?
I'm good at what I do. Goddamn.
I have to pay Clargo.
I take all of them. As long as I get paid, bitch, I'm gonna fuck who it came from.
I don't care who, as long as the check clears.
As long as the check clears.
Because I gotta pay them back, but they giving you your 430.
As long as I get my shit. I'm good at what I do. I don't know if I like that one.
Bitch.
Because how has our relationship remained the same over time?
It hasn't.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't know if I like
get this. Another one.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that one. How has our relationship changed over time?
When two hard-headed ass bitches meet each other. And one bitch don't want to do, and the other bitch don't want to do. But one bitch want to do, and that one bitch don't want to do, but you can convince the other bitch to go do what the bitch want to do. You know. I hate this podcast.
Great example. Great example. That push.
Right off the cliff.
That extra push.
Just straight over the cliff.
Great example. Great example. This is gonna be good. We got a whole thing to get through.
Also, how we navigate each other's feelings.
Because
It used to be very, but now it's.
I mean, yeah, and I think too, that's like in getting to know each other.
Yeah.
Like, and I have to be careful of that, because I know I'm very much so a person who will disregard a person's feeling because I operate solely off tough love. And it took me a long time to learn that I can't do that to everyone, because everyone's not receptive, especially when you're just meeting them and you're still in a getting to know space. Even though, like, since we've met, we've moved into a close space, but it was still having to learn, you know, each other and learn to treat your feelings, you know, and vice versa as if they're our own.
Yeah, because I'm not a tough love type person. I don't know how that feels. I've never been that. There was a time in third grade where I got yelled at by a teacher and I burst straight into tears. I've always been sensitive.
Well, no, bitch, don't holler at me. I'm sensitive. But when it comes to, like, tough love, like, how my answers are so, like, cut and clear, like, just blunt, that's me, tough love. Now, it can get worse. And then it has been, like, it's been worse. It's been to the point my mom has burst out and just be like, I just need you to stop and, like, care about my feelings. Like, I don't need it so hard. Like, because, bitch, I'll take it there. I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to know. Not what I need you to know, but what you need to know. Fuck us at all.
This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. Came with the other one. I can't get that. Yeah. I'm probably in the order of that one.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Adam's apple of love pain.
Yes, I'm talking all the way down there.
I'm in my resting.
Okay, you're in your resting. So I'm off the floor.
Could it be that? Never mind. Y'all be blessed and have a good one. Anything you need to say?
Oh my gosh. Oh. Yeah, be lovely.
Bye.